Previously on Do or Dice.
Few of you are cozy in some beds. One of you is under a bush. Pretty standard adventure affair.
Either way, I plan to get you safely back to West Spring through the runic forest.
There were creatures. I only heard them in stories.
What did they look like?
They looked like dragons. They were breathing fire, but they didn't have any wings.
Okay.
That means they are drakes, which is another problem entirely. If they're in West Spring, are you sure you all want to go to West Spring?
We absolutely have to go to West Spring.
So you guys have two paths ahead of you. You have the path to the south, which will take you by the quarry, but will also take you by the kobolds, which have kind of taken over the southern tip of the forest. The other path is through the runic forest. That path is a shorter path, but is generally viewed as a slightly more dangerous one.
I mean, if Talmor is comfortable with the forest, I think we should.
Oh, I'm real comfortable.
Why did you say it like that?
What? I was just saying, I'm real comfortable with the forest. I don't know what you mean.
Leave it to us. We're the main characters.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
So you guys are going to head into the forest path. Talmor, you're leaving your cart behind.
Yep.
William kind of knows to keep an eye on and make sure no one comes out and messes with it.
Put one of those like police wheel locks on it, the clamps you wrap around the tire.
The runic forest lays just to the west of East Runewood. The quickest way to the path is up north out of the city. There's a nice little bend around a small little lake. And then it kind of goes into the forest itself. You pass a lot of the little hovels here and there, little shacks that some of the hunters and fishermen kind of keep. It's not as well traversed path as the southern one is that cuts through the quarry. It's actually maintained by both cities and some money from Ironclad. It used to be part of the Emperor's Road that would span across the continent. It's kind of like the tail end of it since you guys are kind of in the northeast section of the continent. It's been a while since Talmor has been to this forest, hasn't it?
Yeah, probably say like 3-4 months since he's been up this way, at least, if not more.
So definitely well before any of the recent shenanigans.
Yeah.
What's kind of going through people's minds right now as you're approaching the forest?
It's not going through my mind, but what sort of time is it? Is it about midday now?
Yeah, it's about midday.
Okay.
You guys kind of got all your stuff together before noon hit. The sun is nice and high in the sky.
Cool.
I'm hoping I don't get lost again. That sucked.
Let's say I'm thinking of more about the destination than the forest. Thinking about the connection. I'm really thinking that there's a connection between these mages with drakes and the runic towers. I'm trying to piece that all together in my head.
I'm sort of mildly suspicious about all these people I'm with and sort of just not quite sure about any of them yet. Yeah, so I'm just sort of hanging back and just kind of keeping an eye on everyone, just sort of trying to observe, I guess, to see what everyone's kind of mannerisms and things like that are like. Get the lay of the land.
I would be taking the new information that we've learned about the drakes and sort of parsing it through what I know about these clerics and seeing if I can come up with any logical connections.
Talmor.
Oh, hey. What's up, buddy?
You know this forest, right?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable up front? I mean, what sort of scouting skill ability do you have?
Oh, no, you don't need to do that. There's nothing that too bad that can pop out at us that we won't be fairly prepared for. I don't think anybody needs to separate, especially since you guys don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, so I mean, are you comfortable, you know, taking that kind of lead?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure, man. I used to live here, so it's all good.
Okay. And are you sure about that?
I mean, now that you asked me again, I mean, I haven't... Yeah. I'm good. Yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm going to turn around and say, let's chit-chat. Come on, speed up.
I got
front. Walking at the front of the group.
I got front. It's cool. No, you could die if something got you. So let me lead the way. Don't get too hasty.
All right. Okay.
What would your all's marching order kind of be through this forest?
I'm guide, so I'll take front.
You have to overtake me. I'm power walking.
I think I could probably overtake you just because my legs are, you know, about your height. So
who'd be? I'm assuming then Penny would be right behind Talmor,
nipping at his heels.
Time to like jog every so often to keep up.
I would. I'm sure that I would just be in the rear. So just keep an eye on everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to fall back right to the rear and slightly off to one side because although Talmor says everything's fine, I don't really trust what he says. So I'd quite like to...
Okay.
So I don't trust Talmor, but I don't really trust any of these guys. I don't know any of their abilities. So I'd quite like to just keep my own...
I'm going to turn around and say, Mr. Ordok, you need to take the very back just in case something jumps up from behind us. You're in full plate armor. It'll make more noise, so it'll alert the rest of us.
Not actually in full plate, but okay. I get your point.
Or chainmail, whatever. But you're the most armed, so if you get knocked over, it'll make the most noise. Nim. You need to stay in the middle probably because you're just a little guy. And it'll something... pop up. There's these big, like, fly traps, the Venus fly traps. I could walk over and swallow you. We never know. Your little feet would just be hanging out the top.
I'm literally going to just turn away and just walk sort of 10 feet to the left of the everyone else.
Oi,
and,
do I need to put you in my backpack?
Get on your shoulders.
Oh. Can you? Stay with the group.
I'll just flag Talmor's attention and say, it's fine. I've got him.
Oh, okay.
Jerry, where would you be?
I might be close to Ordok. I'm kind of itching to talk to him. Oh, I haven't had anybody ever talk to in Orcish.
That's fair.
So I want to like find out my accent. How good am I?
In Goshen?
I suppose I'm in the middle of this weirdly split group where like half of us are trying to rush forward and the other half are all trying to be in the back. So I'm just like in that center gap. Hey, what's up, guys?
He's got that, like, 6-foot buffer.
Yeah, exactly.
The forest you guys are in, it's an older forest compared to the one you traveled through, Goshen, and the one you kind of went into earlier, Ordok. And even Nim, the one you kind of traveled through outside of the Underdark Passage. This is a much older forest. The trees are taller, thicker trunks, a lot more growth. The canopy is thick. While it's noon and the sun is nice and high, not a lot of light is getting through this canopy. You get little spots of sunlight here and there. But overall, it's cool in here. There's still a little bit of morning fog, kind of just a few inches off the ground, even though it's dissipated outside the forest a good deal. Talmor, roll me a perception check, please.
Go with a 6.
Nothing really seems too far out of the ordinary. I mean, it's been a while since you've gone through this path and this trail. Everything kind of seems a bit where it's been. A few more fallen trees here and there. Jerry, you said you were going to talk to Ordok?
Yeah, I literally just want to like test out my Orcish. Because I've only read it, not really pronounced anything right. So like, I would kind of just like... I don't know, I guess walk up and, like, say hello. but in Orcish.
I'm going to perk up and be like, oh, and say hello back. And my accent is probably, well, we can get into that later. My accent's probably a little different just because I imagine I'm sort of like.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Whoa. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's my accent?
It's pretty good. Where did you pick that up on?
Just some books, actually. I'd never spoken to anybody before. This is my first time.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, you're doing pretty well. Why did you learn Orcish? I unfortunately tend to not get that sort of reaction from humans.
Oh, well, spent a lot of time around books. Some of the books had a lot of languages in them, so if you want to read them, you got to learn the language.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, it's doing pretty well. Have you always just picked up on learning, or
learning things is all there is to do in a small town. There's not much else. Actually, I got kind of a knack for learning things about different people in different places. Speaking of which, you're the religious type, right?
Yes, I'm a paladin. I follow the teachings of Thaum. He teaches justice and really moves me to help others where I can and make sure that everything is going well in the world and for the people who need it.
I see. That's pretty just cause, and I guess anyone that worships a god like that's all right with me.
It's good to hear. Are you a religious fellow?
Nah, a lot of people in my hometown weren't so much religious as they were superstitious. So I don't know. I haven't looked too much into it myself. I've read a lot about a lot of different, cultures, but never really took a liking for it all myself. I prefer just to learn about the world, right? Instead of have some god tell me how I should think about it.
Yes. I understand. Sometimes it's a fairly fine line between superstition and religion, but that's really just where your life takes you. You have to do what's best for you.
That's a good point. Good way of thinking about it.
Yes, I'm not a cleric. I don't need to push my beliefs on anyone. They are my own.
I think that'd be pretty good to end it there.
Those clerics, am I right?
Especially the edgy ones.
Don't tell Penny.
If someone would be so kind as to do me a favor, who wants to roll a D8 plus a D12?
I got this.
Goshen, give it to me.
All right, I rolled 13.
Fantastic. It's been a quiet trek for the most part. Nothing really out of the ordinary. While you know it's definitely midday, it seems a lot later in the evening for this. You want to go ahead and give me a survival check, Talmar?
Let's go with a 14.
So while it has been some time since you've been on this road, the path is pretty still well set. You notice that there's some footprints a bit ahead of you, like something had cut across the path.
Okay. I'm going to follow them.
So you're going to leave the path and start following these footprints?
Where are you going?
Oh, no, never mind. I'm going to start to, but then I'm going to stop and realize that's probably not a good idea. What kind of footprints are they? Are they like big? Are they like animal, human?
The tracks really aren't any kind of footprint. It's more like a large snake almost has crossed through this path.
Oh, okay. Hey guys, anybody like snakes? Because there's a big one somewhere around here.
Not to be alarming, but...
Now listen up, Tamil. We don't need none of your nonsense. Let's carry on.
Okay.
Come on, we're losing light.
Well, there was just a big ass snake that came across this path that I noticed. I'm sorry for informing you of the ways of the forest. My bad. And I'm going to storm off offendedly, but, you know, stay on the path. I guess, you know, I'm not going to give him any more information if they're just going to be rude. I was just trying to be nice. I felt like it would be important information, but whatever.
Talmor, did we just miss this big-ass snake, as you so put it?
I assume so. Are the tracks fresh?
Well, you know what they say about assuming. Let's carry on.
Would they be like...
I don't think that's what they say.
Would the tracks be fresh enough to be like there would be a giant snake somewhere around us that we'd have to worry about?
They look to be relatively fresh.
Okay, well... Penny, since you want to carry on so badly, how about you be on the lookout for a big-ass snake?
Fine, let's go.
Okay, so yeah, I notice it, and I guess we're just going to move on.
Look, the news about the snake is great, but I really need to get back to West Spring, okay?
Okay, fair
enough. You were hired to help me get there, not to find big-ass snakes.
Oh. Well... I didn't realize that this was just a job.
What else would it be?
Oh, he hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I'm going to turn around and maybe have a tear or two come down my face. I don't know. And
really hurt his feelings.
We're gonna keep going. I'm gonna be alert for a big ass snake, and we're just gonna keep walking.
I've instantly backed down, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Nope, too late. You heard him. You notice every so often as you're walking down this path, it's still getting darker. You're getting, the elevation's dropping a little bit, almost like you're coming into a bit of a valley. Hear a bit of water in the distance. I said that over the past hour, Talmor's probably encountered two or three more occurrences of the snake over the path.
Okay.
Is it something you would have kept to yourself?
Absolutely. I'm going to notice it, and then as quick as I notice it, just kind of look up, and, well, if they want to get eaten by a big-ass snake, that's up to them. I'm not going to get eaten by a big-ass snake.
It was only me. I don't think everyone else should die.
Yeah, I can't stop and turn around and tell everybody because I'd get yelled at again, and I don't think that my feelings can take it. So we're just going to keep going. I'm just going to be on alert.
Am I at the front of the team again?
I don't know. Are you?
I think Jerry and I are just in the back chatting about silly things. Using small words.
The fact that I've sort of been suspicious of all of these guys and not really trusting that much and off to one side, have I been sort of picked up on these tracks at all?
Roll me a survival check.
All right. 10.
Where you are kind of off the trail, not so much, because on the path itself with the morning fog, there's been a good bit of dew on the ground to kind of make a bit of a mud slide where the snake would have gone through. You've got a bit too much foliage, underbrush, fallen tree limbs, so it's kind of gone over those and not really much of a path of the snake off the trail. I'd say it's probably getting to be about early evening. You know, you've crossed a few more paths here and there. Go ahead and roll me a survival, Talmor.
5.
I'm sorry, you should have rolled that with advantage. So go ahead and give me another roll because you do know this forest quite well.
12.
You've come to a nice kind of fork in the path almost. This fork really doesn't remind you of anything. It's kind of, I feel like I've been here before, but this doesn't quite ring any bells.
Okay.
So you have a decision to make with your 12. You can definitely see that one of the paths look a bit newer than the other. It's not as much traffic through it.
All right.
That's about as much as you can tell from it.
If I assume that this is a new path and then the other way was the old path is the way I know to go to West Spring, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll stop for a second and just kind of like look a little puzzled and then take...
Why have we stopped?
Oh, I just got to make sure we're going the right way. That's all. You just got to give me like literally 2 seconds here. We're going to go right. The older looking path. That was right.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to go right, because that's the way to West Spring without any doubt at all in my mind. So,
am I going to believe that?
Roll me an insight check.
17.
Seems a little fishy. But it seems like, okay, he was a little uncertain, but it's at first, but towards the end of the whole statement, you're like, okay, this seems like he kind of knows where he's going.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go up to Talmor up front. I'm just going to say, listen, you've definitely been here before, and I appreciate that, and this is your home and everything, but would you be terribly offended if I just kind of stuck up front with you a little bit? Perhaps, like, you know, just a couple of feet ahead of you? And if you, you know, you can tell me what way to go and everything. I'll basically follow you, but I'll just stick a couple of feet in front, be another couple of eyes up top.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why we have to be ahead of each other. We can't just be equals in all of this. I mean, sure. Do you want me to, like, make sure I stay behind you? I have big steps, and you got little steps. And even a couple feet, that's probably... You know what? It's fine.
Whatever you like. Just as long, you know, I'm just want to be up top with you.
You take lead, and we're just going to follow this path, basically. Okay. Just all be right. Alert. There's a lot of dangerous stuff.
Yeah, but get a wiggle on them.
Get a wiggle on them, I guess. And we'll do that.
All right. Okay.
They're birds, big birds in this forest, and they like the smaller things, like little big falcons, like little mice. But these birds are like big size, so they might come and get you. So be on the lookout for the big birds.
I'll keep an eye out. Yep.
Okay.
Keep an eye for big bird.
I just want to protect you, little guy.
It's been less than a day, and these little guy jokes are starting to grind on him's nerves a little bit.
That's a legitimate concern. There are big birds in this forest, that's all.
Would both Nim and Talmor make a perception check for me?
That would be a 12.
9.
Talmor, you're a little bit taller, so you can kind of hear a bit more. Nim's kind of got the stomping of your feet behind him to kind of drown out some noises. But Talmor, you know that this is, you know, a living forest. Things are everywhere, moving around here and there. You hear nothing.
Oh, that's not good.
It starts to dawn on you that you haven't heard anything for probably a good hour.
Hey, friends. Hey, everybody, friends. Let's move in tight. Let's really get to know one another. How about we walk in like a really good formation? As in like a battle formation, maybe. a march to say that we're all prepared with. Yeah, let's do that. And maybe
what's up, Talmor? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. We're fine. Just
roll deception. Give me a deception check.
That voice crack.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, it's okay. You know, I'm just worried.
That was a 13, getting, by the way.
Sorry, that was a 13. It's getting nighttime, and we're all scared of the dark, right? And so I think it'd just be best.
That doesn't beat my passive insight.
All right, real talk. It's quiet. Like, really quiet.
It might be for you, but all I can hear is your clumpy feet.
Is that a bad thing?
I mean, it's silent. Like, there's no noise in the forest.
I'm going to start muttering about fairies under my breath again. Actually, can I check the? Can I quickly check the rings, or not the rings? Excuse me, the dice.
Yeah,
and are anything? Is anything different? Is it still the same like skull and half a crossbone?
Yeah, still the same skull and half a crossbone.
Okay, let's pocket those again.
So I'm a little worried, just because usually this forest has a lot of stuff in it, and stuff makes noise. And there's no noise, so that means there's probably no stuff, right? And it's just worrying. So
I'm gonna take Tomor's word for it, and I'm gonna pull out my shield and hammer. Ready my hammer.
How far away are we from West Spring?
How far away are we from West Spring? I think to myself for a moment.
While it is the shorter path from East Runewood to West Spring, it still takes you about a day, maybe a day and a half. So if you guys leaving when you did, it would be an overnight camp, which would mean it would take about a day and a half.
What sort of time is it now? Sorry.
Early evening, about probably 4 or 5-ish.
Okay.
If we camp now, which might be a good idea, we leave out early tomorrow, we'll make it there like tomorrow afternoon ish. Late morning, early afternoon. But we should probably camp because it's easier to protect ourselves when we're stationary and not moving.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, we can set up a watch.
Is it necessary? Is an also a question.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If there's no noise, then there's nothing.
I mean, if it's getting towards evening, are you even going to be able to see to move through the forest?
Yeah, I can.
I mean, I can, but like...
I can't.
Not everybody here can.
Us lame humans can't.
Should we just cut this games, Talmor? What's going on?
What games? I like games. What are we playing? I got some cards, but we're moving. We can make camp and we can play some cards. Let's do that. Let's make camp and play some cards.
Talmor makes a point. Last time I was in a forest that was silent, things were moving about that I was unaware of.
So yeah, I'm just going to find the clearing and start a fire. West Spring will still be there in the morning. Well, the lack thereof will be there in the morning.
It's not really there now, is it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The lack of West Spring will still be there in the morning. We need to make camp because we can't travel all through the night, because then we would be super tired and we wouldn't be able to really have a good grip on what's going on at West Spring. So if we get there and we get jumped by a bunch of wingless dragons, we're going to be pretty tired if we travel all through the night. So let's camp.
Point.
We'll get a wits about ourselves, figure out what's going on.
And a bunch of you can't see in the forest at night.
Yeah. Plus, it gets super dark because there's no moonlight whatsoever. And it's scary. And they're big birds.
And the Goliath is scared. So let's camp.
And when they start talking about it being so dark and no moonlight, I'm going to kind of grin to myself a little bit.
Do we see that?
If you want. I'm not trying to hide it. It's like, it's more just like, you know, just to kind of just grin to myself. I feel quite comfortable and confident. I mean, it's where I've been for the last 8 years, is in the darkness. So to be honest, all this sunshine and, you know, clear skies, whilst it's lovely to look at, it's not really my element anymore. So, you know, I sort of feel comfortable.
So you guys, Talmor managed to find a kind of worn space off the side of the trail. Every so often, travelers would kind of pick one place and do, like, this is a campsite, another few hundred yards or a few hours into another trek. Here's another stopping site. Just kind of a, hey, here's this large, clear swath of land. Go ahead and camp here. There are not many in the Runic Forest, because many people don't try to walk through here. So you have some, Talmor knew where probably one of the closest ones that did exist in the forest was, and kind of probably took you off in that direction a little bit. It's a nice, big, open spot of land, no trees. There's still quite a bit of canopy cover just because the trees are large, trees are old, and they're branches have kind of gone off and over a good bit. It's going to be about twilight as you guys have kind of stopped, set up camp a good deal. You get your rations out, found some food, a little bit of a stream nearby.
I'm just going to just sit by the stream and,
I instruct the group, like, when we, like, get there, everybody needs to get a buddy, so I guess, I mean, I just paired myself up with Penny because William had wanted me to protect her, so, like, unfortunately, you're stuck. Probably me watching you. But, no one goes anywhere in the dark alone, and constantly stay within earshot of everybody else. So
I'm gonna sort of just sit back by the fire, but not quite next to it, just sort of slightly, you know, just 5-10 feet away from it, just keep myself to myself.
I'll stick with Nim, but I'll be by the fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna be by the fire as well. I don't have anything that needs to happen, so.
I will be with my back against this tree right here by the fire, the closest tree to the fire, that is.
Those of you by the fire, go ahead and roll me a perception check, please.
All right, I got a 12.
A 13.
20.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
So, Goshen and Jerry are going to notice, as you're kind of looking at the fire, it's got like a nice orange hue to it. It's going to look almost like it's being reflected a bit into the forest, kind of 2 points close by. Just like little flames moving.
Like it's shining off some kind of metal?
Possibly.
Like it's shining off some pair of eyes, I would have thought.
Like a big ass snake.
I don't want to alert it, so I kind of get to my feet unhurriedly and move to where Ordok and Nim are. And I tap them on the shoulders, seeing that Jerry's looking at the same thing I am, and kind of motion in that direction.
I'll follow his gaze. Can I see what he's talking about?
Yes, you also see the two moving orbs of kind of light reflecting off the fire. It seems like when it's dancing back and forth, you'll see the orbs kind of almost like they're blinking every so often. It looks at though it's slithering.
It's probably pieces of metal.
Yeah.
So these don't look like the fairy lights that I saw the other night.
No, this is definitely a different shade than what you had encountered before. What you encountered was kind of like a bright orange. So this is definitely more of like a dullish.
You could probably classify something similar to like a big ass snake size, but I mean, not nothing specific. Just maybe.
You want that?
Yeah. Does anyone know how well snakes can see in the dark?
Snakes can see pretty well in the dark. It's really more reliant on.
So they have dark vision.
It's a little different.
I don't see very well in the dark.
So now that Goshen has pointed it out to me, can I look over and try to identify what it is or recognize it?
Let me ask you this. Are you gazing past the fire to see it?
Yeah, I'm gazing through the fire.
It's hard because the light from the fire is kind of... You're just blocking out your vision a little bit. It's not letting you see as clearly in the dark as possible.
Okay, I'm going to rethink my strategy here. Hey, Talmor, could you come back over to the campfire? We've got some pretty good rations cooked up here.
I'm not hungry, but thanks.
Yeah, no, but they're really good.
I don't think we need to, like, talk code for the snake. I don't think it knows English or common.
You don't know, maybe it does.
Hey, Penny. They got some really good rations, and I can't leave you alone over here.
You can go if you want. I just want to be alone for a minute, please.
I mean, okay, I guess.
I'm just having a sulk.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, Ordok, give me a minute, man. Hey, girl.
I'm going to stop I'm gonna start crying.
Oh, no, no. I kind of like, you know, sit next to her and like wrap my arm around her shoulder, like give her a side hug. Hey, don't cry.
What's wrong? She's really worried about Timothy, okay?
Oh, me too. Is Timothy your boyfriend?
No. What?
Is he your dad?
What?
I don't know who Timothy is. I'm just trying to connect.
I thought you did.
No, he didn't. He didn't tell me. He told me about you.
I mean, he's William's brother. So.
William. Oh, okay. William's brother, Timothy. I know that guy. Did you know if he got out of the city?
Huh?
Did he get out of West Spring?
I don't know. Let me just get my crystal ball out.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's pretty obvious if he didn't, he probably got burned up, but
okay, we cool, can go thanks. Look. Thanks, Chalmor. I think he can go back to the fire now.
Oh, I mean, I didn't mean it. Well, he's probably fine. I didn't mean that. You're okay. Don't cry.
So the others... these orbs are still swaying back and forth. And they're getting higher in the trees. And you're going to start hearing the movement through the underbrush. I'm just back and forth. A few tree limbs maybe breaking here and there.
Can I step out like underneath the trees, but sort of around where the sound is coming from? So not directly at them, but go into some trees to the left or right of them. And sort of see what I can see. Perhaps I should roll stealth first.
Are you trying to do it stealthily or just...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be seen, so I probably don't want to be heard because I'm not quite sure how these snakes operate. So, yeah.
Go ahead and roll me a stealth check.
8. I'm going to change the color of my dice because these ones aren't working for me.
The superstition.
So you're trying to get through without making any noise. There's just a few branches under some brush. You're just stepping and just making a cracking sound, making a cracking sound every so often. Like, damn it, damn it. So you're not probably as quiet as you'd like to be, but you maybe more so than you thought.
Okay. And can I see, now I'm sort of in the dark, away from the fire, can I see anything better?
Go ahead and move your character where he would be.
So I'm going to move slightly to the south of the fire underneath the tree line. My basic idea is that if they don't have dark vision and it's dark enough, they're not going to be able to see me. So I kind of want to just sort of scout out what they are, if I can manage that.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna, the light from the fire is gonna kind of fade from your eyes. Before you're kind of getting that weird effect, if you look at the light too long, you get like a haze of what was there. That's kind of left your vision after a few quick moments. And you see this, definitely could be a snake, but it's unlike any snake you've seen before. It's a good deal up the length of the trees. You're not quite sure if the firelight is reflecting off of its skin, but it can't be because it's too far away, but it looks bright orange and red. It's got long, like almost wisps of flame coming off the back of it, but it looks more like not hair, but kind of like a mane. And just these big, piercing eyes staring at the fire.
Okay, can I quietly, but a little bit fast, sort of power walk back to the fire and say, guys, there's like a phoenix kind of snake thing climbing up the tree, and it's fucking huge. But it seems to be quite keen on our fire. I think we should perhaps put the fire out.
Okay. I am just going to start kicking dirt up onto the fire, and I'm going to get up and say, hey, guys, I'm going to make some noise now.
I put my hand on Ordok's shoulder. Okay, go for it.
Talmor, I was lying. We need you back here right now.
Big
ass snake.
Oh, hey. So why don't you come with me, Benny? We gotta go back. I think there's a problem. And I'll move on back pretty quickly. I'll run and be like, "Hey guys, what's up with these sweet ass rations? What you got?"
The moment Talmor says these sweet ass rations, this thing is going to come out into the opening.
Just kind of staring at him like, "Hey, what? I thought there was food, guys."
If we kill him, we can make him food.
Oh, hey. Do I know what that is?
You have not seen this. This is something that would not have come from the forest. So you...
Oh, okay.
Roll me a nature check, but with disadvantage.
Disadvantage on a nature check. 6.
Yeah, this is nothing that has really... Nothing you've seen before.
Hey, guys. That's a big ass snake.
Have we put the fire out now?
So I'm definitely working on it. I'm still kicking dirt over on top of it.
Is it still glowing orange?
You can kind of see now that it's gotten a good deal darker that the fire's out. You can see a little bit by the moon, but not much. But this thing is just radiating fire almost. You can kind of see it's got a glow to its body.
I'm gonna stop Ordok from kicking out the fire. I don't really think it cares, but if we kick that fire out, there's going to be a few of us that won't be able to see very well.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, glowing, though.
Yeah, no, I get that, but just in case, let's just leave the fire up. I don't want to be stranded out here.
But I mean, it's glowing, right? So you should be able to see it.
Yeah.
I think you said the eyes were just glowing because it was reflecting out the fire. The snake itself isn't glowing. It's just orange.
Now that it's now that it's kind of closer to you, you can see it is just, it looks as though it could be glowing. It's just like, it's almost like it's reflecting light.
Oh, okay. So it's not actually glowing itself.
Yeah. Plus, I just don't want the fire out because if I haven't made it clear, Talmor's afraid of the dark.
Goshen, could you please roll me a nature check with advantage?
Of course. 14.
You know that you have not seen, but you've heard stories of these from the Southern Kingdom. It's what's been referred to as a flame viper.
I think I know what this is. It's from my kingdom. We call them flame vipers.
And also on the scale of friendliness?
Not very.
If you guys would be ever so kind, please roll initiative.
See, I changed the dice color. Boom, 21.
16.
Oh, I got a 3.
9.
Do I have to roll initiative as well?
Yes, I'm gonna cut back to you every so often to see how much your sadness is going.
Roll for sadness.
We're very happy to announce our newest sponsor, Wormwood. Yes, you heard me right. That Wormwood. Their fantastic gaming accessories are without a doubt the best out there in the market. And we are very pleased to thank them for their continued support. And with their support, we can help you, our listener. At checkout, please use code DOORDICE for free domestic shipping. That's right. On their website, when you check out, go ahead and put in DOORDICE. That is one word for free domestic shipping. Thank you, and please give them a thanks for helping us out. Okay, Nim, you are up. you see this flame viper just come storming out of the forest, and it's just gazing at all of you, kind of rhythmically swaying back and forth.
Okay. I'm going to move slightly north of my position, say 10 feet, just so that I'm not bang in front of it, and then just attack it with my bow.
Okay.
So 23.
That is going to hit. Let's go ahead and roll for your attack, roll for your damage.
5. And then I got my Dread Ambusher attack, right? It's 25.
That is going to hit.
That's a 6 for the straight damage with an extra 8 for the Dread Ambusher damage.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Very nice.
14 total. So I walked about 10 feet away from the fire just to get out of its direct line, and then just took out my arrow and shot 2 off in quick succession, just aimed straight for its belly, basically. And they both thwonk straight into it. And then I'm going to, from where I am, I'm not going to move. I'm just going to think to myself, who's a little guy now?
This thing is going to rear back out of anger, and you're going to hear this kind of a screeching roar almost, and it's just going to pierce the night sky, because you guys have heard basically nothing all day, and this is the first noise not caused by you guys. This thing is going to slither right on top of the fire and just give it another screeching again and lash out at Ordok. Then it's going to come in and kind of bite in Ordok's direction. It's kind of got tangled up in a few of the logs and kind of went off kilter a bit and snapped kind of right beside his head. His tail is going to whip around and come streaking up towards Talmor.
Oh, hey.
And that's going to go right above your head.
Oh.
So both of those just barely missed you. Penny, how is the moping going?
Well, I think that after Talmor left, I just sort of turned back to the stream and was just thinking about stuff. Maybe like looking at the scar on my arm and wondering how the hell I managed to make someone a zombie. But then I hear that snake scream, which makes me jump, and maybe my foot goes in the river and it's wet and that annoys me. but then I'll stand up and I'll dash back to the group. I guess that's my action, isn't it?
Yeah, you can. It will take you quite a bit. It'll take you pretty much a dash action to move double your speed to get there in time.
I'll dash back to the group.
Goshen, it is your turn.
How tall is this thing, John?
Good question. This thing is roughly about 10 feet tall, just above Talmor.
Okay. There are 3 people in front of me. One of them is a very sturdy orc with heavy armor, though. I'm going to try to, like, when he kind of crouches to get out of the way of the snake's bite, I want to jump off of Ordok over top of the snake and hit it with my staff, trying to land behind it.
Fantastic. For shits and giggles.
Of course.
Roll me an acrobatics check.
I can do that. Hopefully.
Can you do it well?
That's the question.
And here's the thing. He's going to be able to do it because of his training. Ooh. This determines how well he does this.
I rolled a 10, so thank you, training.
So you, nothing out of the ordinary. You just managed to use Ordok as a springboard almost and go over top of this guy. If you had rolled, say, between 15 or 20 as a skill check, I would have let you would have done this with advantage.
Ah.
So I'm throwing that out there. If you guys kind of do certain things on your attacks, you could get bonuses to damage later on.
Cool. Awesome.
So go ahead and roll to attack the snake as you are in midair.
15.
That is like going to hit him.
Ordok is very alarmed and feels a little bit used.
So when the snake reared back to strike at Ordok, I assume Ordok kind of either deflected with his shield or ducked a little bit. And I use that opening and his sort of position of strength to hold back this large monstrosity to find some foothold on him and leap off of him over the snake, somersaulting and hitting the snake in the back of the head as I went.
Now, as you hit the snake in the back of the head, some of the scales are going to fly up and hit you in the face. Now, this is hot. It's almost like hot coals you would have walked across or something.
I let out a surprised yelp of pain for sure.
And that is 3 fire damage as it kind of just singes your face.
Ah, the scales are hot.
Jerry, you are up.
I'm going to take my staff in one hand, my spellbook in the other, and slam my staff on the ground. And when I do, a hand will appear right next to me out of the earth and try to grab the fire snake. And it'll have to make a strength saving throw.
Does 11 beat your DC?
Nope. It takes 8 damage as the hand wraps around and like starts to squeeze it.
All right. Anything else?
It's also restrained. That's the end of my turn.
Okay. Talmor.
I'm going to fly into rage. Then let's do reckless attack as well. And so, yeah, I'm just going to pull out my axe. That would be a 17 to hit.
That will hit, and it did work with the advantage.
Yeah. Alrighty. And then with my damage, 11 damage with my great axe.
Very nice.
Whip it out and swing right at his, where I would assume his throat would be.
It's a snake. The whole thing's a throat.
Is it a snake just a throat?
Right under its face.
As your axe blade kind of gets up into him, it's going to spew out a few. You're going to get some blood coming out of there. It's going to be like a neon yellow almost. But a good number of scales are going to kind of follow with it.
Okay.
And just kind of spray back into you.
Oh, no.
And that is going to be 6 fire damage.
It's does that take into account my damage reduction? To where
is it to fire? Or is it to all?
It's to everything except psionic damage. I take half damage.
Okay, then we will go ahead and give you, that was probably not in relation to that, so we'll go ahead and give you 3 back.
You take half damage to everything? What?
Every type of damage except psionic damage. The totem barbarian takes half damage.
Oh yeah.
Dang.
So I'm a badass.
Ordoc, you are up.
Okay. As I sort of have the thing propped up, like under the, or I'm under my shield holding it up, I'm just gonna swing up with my hammer and just try to like hit it right in the belly. And that is an 18.
18, that is gonna hit.
Alright, so that is 8 damage.
This thing's gonna roar back in pain again, the same piercing scream you heard before. Again, as you kind of came up and smashed it, scales are gonna fly off and just pepper down upon you. See, that's going to be 3 fire damage to Ordoc.
Goshen was right.
We are at the top of the round. At this point, a few things have happened. You've seen Goshen leap through the air, jumping off of Ordoc. You've seen Jerry use magic. Before this, none of you were quite aware that Jerry was a mage. And at the same time, you're going to see 3 figures come out of the forest. Nim, it is your turn.
So first up, I'm kind of get a renewed respect for the people I'm traveling with, because until now, I didn't really, not distrust or anything like that, but, you know, I've been in a place that's a bit Wild West. You've got to be able to handle yourself. And if you can't, you're not really, you know, you're just holding me back. So I kind of got a renewed respect for everyone after seeing a fancy display of footwork from Goshen and these guys taking a bit of fire to the face and not crying home about it. But mixed with that is the fact that 3 characters are in the bushes, and that concerns me. But I feel like this snake is not looking too healthy. So rather than concern myself with those characters, I'm just going to aim my bow for the face of this snake and try and put it down quick. so that less, you know, the characters. So yeah, I'm going to pull my bow out and aim straight at the snake's face. Jeez. 26.
That is going to hit.
So yeah, my arrow sticks straight in its head for 11 damage.
That is going to, you're going to see just like a rain of sparks kind of fly out of where the arrow pierced. And this thing is going to roar and kind of tilt back and start falling backwards from where you kind of shot it from. So real quick, Talmor, give me a dexterity check.
Dexterity check, which I have advantage on through danger sense, which is a barbarian thing. But that's a one. Yay. So I failed. I'm in rage. Ah.
This snake is going to slam on top of you as it falls.
Hey, that's not fun.
And you're gonna take some damage from the fallen creature.
Yeah, it's fine. God damn it.
Yeah. Penny, you're up. You get there pretty much in time enough to see this thing rear back fall kind of in Talmor's general direction as it kind of falls on top of him, and you can just smell burnt.
Okay. First, why didn't anyone tell me there was a giant snake? Also, Jerry, when were you going to tell us you were a wizard? Huh?
Never.
Too late. So who's hurt?
We're all a little scorched, but only a little.
I'm going to look at the guys in the bushes and be like, why are you in the bushes? Come out here, bush people. And then I'm like kind of freaked out. I throw my hand up and shoot a ray of sickness without meaning to, really, but I miss with a 6.
I sort of feel like ray of sickness sounds really grim, like it's just going to make them all shit themselves or...
Yeah.
He just catches a cold within the next week.
Yeah, all three of them at once.
The one that you cast us at is kind of just, as it goes by his head, it's just like, what, a jet of green light,
yeah,
almost?
Like a laser.
He's going to kind of hold up his hand, and you're going to see his mouth is just going to move. You can't really hear any words coming out. And you're going to see just a ball of fire kind of form in his hand. He's going to basically throw it at you. And that is also going to miss as this pretty much bolt of fire just goes streaming past you. Goshen.
I am suddenly feeling very unprepared for this. All right. So I just saw the mysterious figure throw a bolt of fire at the person that I was asked to protect. The person that I was asked to protect just shot a green laser at the person throwing the bolt of fire. I'm going to go attack the person who threw a bolt of fire, I suppose. I'm going to rush down and beat him with my stick.
Sounds like a good move.
All right. That is a 21 to hit.
Ooh. Nice.
That is going to hit.
And I will use a key point after dealing 7 points of damage to use my flurry of blows and hit him 2 more times with my fist and my foot. Natural 1 on the next attack.
Oh. Okay, hold
yeah,
on.
I figured.
Okay, we'll come back to that one.
Oh, God. The DM has props.
Because we agreed about doing a certain thing.
Yeah.
So whenever we get a crit, 1 or 20 on attacks, we're going to roll a d6. 1 through 4, nothing special happens. We continue. 5 or 6, something happens. Now, this is all level appropriate, so nothing too horrible. But as you guys continue through your adventures, shit gonna go down.
Lose an eyeball.
Ooh. 4.
Nice.
Very close.
We'll go with yours instead of mine, but that would be fun.
Oh, sorry.
You're fine. All right, go ahead and continue your attack.
All right, my last attack is 15.
That is going to hit.
And he needs to make a dexterity saving check or be knocked prone.
He's not prone.
Bonk.
Do you actually say that out loud, or was that in character?
Absolutely.
Bonk.
All right. One of his companions off the side is going to see this going down. Before he went bonk and kind of fell, his friend was already kind of picking up his hand, and you can kind of tell by the movement, by his mouth movements, that he's casting another bolt. If he had seen you do this a little earlier, he probably would have picked you, but he is casting this bolt towards Jerry, and that is going to hit as this fire kind of just hits you right in the chest for 7 damage. You're going to smell a little scorchy as kind of like your clothes have a little bit of singe to them. The other guy in kind of the tree line is going to pick up his hand, kind of the same thing, a bolt of fire is going to form at the fingertips. And you can see Nim is kind of leveled right at you. This is for my pit. And that's going to miss as it kind of streaks right by you. These guys roll shit. Jerry, it's your turn.
All right. The guy that just firebolted me, he's about to have a bad day. Because he watches the hand that like came up out of the ground. Let's go with the snake. Dips down below and will pop up right next to the one that just threw that firebolt at me. And it's going to attempt to grab him. Okay. And he'll need to make a strength save.
That's a 6. He's going to fail. All
right. He'll take 4 damage as the hand wraps around his leg and begins to hold him in place.
He's kind of startled because, you know, he's kind of got his leg gripped by this random-ass stone hand. Talmor.
I want to throw the snake because it's on me, of course. But I want to, like, you know, grab it to get it off of me, but also, like, chuck it at these people.
Okay. Give me a strength check first to see if you can kind of push this thing up off of you. Okay.
A 16?
Yeah, you managed to kind of get this thing up and in one movement get on your feet and almost brandish it like a club.
Okay, and then I'd like to throw it at...
That's a fun image.
The dude just like straight in front of me.
Go ahead and roll another strength to see if you can chuck it in that direction.
A 15?
15, that is going to hit him. So you pretty much just chucked this thing in midair.
There's your snake, bitch.
It's going to pretty much whack him right in the face and just knock him back. Now, handling this thing and having it be on top of you for a little bit, it would have done some damage to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be... So 5 damage. Let me assign that to you. And just getting hit by this thing and the fire attached to it, he's going to take a 9 points of damage on top of this.
There you go.
And as this thing hit him and he's falling backwards with it, you're going to hear an audible snap as the stone hand around his ankle isn't going to let go, and he's falling backwards, and it just snaps his leg right above the stone. And you can just hear a screaming pain, both from the guy being burned alive and from the, you know, breaking one of the biggest bones in your body.
Everyone in the party is just like,
No.
We're so sorry.
I'm breaking a lot of legs with this spell.
You are. It's your signature move.
Oh, yeah.
Ordoc, you're up.
So I am going to go engage with the third figure that hasn't been attacked yet.
Okay.
As I head over there and pass by Jerry, I'm going to say in Orcish to him, quite impressive, and just keep moving along.
I get it.
On my way there, I'm going to cast a Hunter's Mark onto this third person. I'm going to use that as my bonus action.
Now, you're only going to be able to get a partial way to him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll still head that direction to hopefully, like, pull him to me. So I'll head as far as I can towards him. And I'm still going to cast a Hunter's Mark on him.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Nim, top of the round. It is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to have a little twinge of regret a spamming disguise self earlier and look at pull a arrow from my quiver, sort of look at it a little bit and sigh, and then knock it and fire it at the central of the three.
The central of the three is currently under a flame snake, but yeah, you can still see him.
Oh, okay. I was about to let fly with my arrow, but then suddenly thought, maybe that one in the south might be a better shot. So I readjusted and I'm going to let fly at the southernmost character just with a standard arrow shot. 22.
That is fantastic. The guy is on the ground prone. So yeah, it just a nice volley right to him.
So as he was sort of trying to get himself up off the ground, I nailed him straight into the shoulder blade for 9 damage with an arrow and say, "Don't think so, Sunshine."
Yeah, as that arrow pierces him, you just hear a, "Ugh!" and his spark goes out. Goshen, you're kind of just standing above this guy and just like, oh, you just watched the man die from an arrow just coming right above your head.
I lower my staff, which I had above my head, to bash him on the skull and go, okay. Wave at him, I guess.
Penny, you're up.
I'm going to move to Jerry because he ain't looking so hot. And I will... Where you hit again?
Right in the chest.
Ooh, it's a bit saucy. Put my hands on your chest, Jerry. And cast Cure Wounds.
Thank you.
Yeah. An 8. I think Jerry's max is 27, is it? So he's back to full health. Yeah.
Yes, so yeah, that healed him fully. Now, Jerry, this is going to feel a little weird to you.
I'm just going to tweak his nipple a bit.
Okay, it's going to feel a little more weird than just that.
That's for not telling us that you were a wizard.
Now, you have a memory of when you broke a bone before when you met your mentor and he healed you. This is a much different sensation. It's a lot colder. It's a good deal colder. I mean, you just got burned by fire and your skin feels like ice.
Ooh.
Other than that, you feel great.
A little cold now. I don't have a shirt either, so.
Goshen, you're up.
So I know that there's the flame alkalite underneath the snake, or what I assume to be a flame alkalite. Mm-hmm. I am going to leave him to burn under the snake. And try to make it to the third wound and flank him on the side
here. Okay. Yep.
I'm just going to bonk him with my staff. I'm going to kind of like take the staff to the back or his back and try to move him toward Ordok a little.
Okay.
Bam. I rolled a 7.
So yeah, that moved. You might have gotten a little tripped up on the flame snake and the guy screaming in pain from a broken leg. And as you went there to whack him, you were a little off footing. So the guy underneath the flame viper is still just screaming, taking damage. After a few seconds, you don't hear any more screaming coming from him. Poor charred guy.
Poor dude.
Now, the one that Goshen's staff just went over his head, he's kind of going to turn and put his hands together, both of them in front of him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no, indeed.
You got this, buddy.
Thank you.
So I had you roll a save against a bout of flame. It didn't go so well for you.
Ouch.
You're going to see... He's kind of making like a triangle with his hands and putting it out in front of him. You're going to see a ball of fire kind of just form.
Like is that from Dragon Ball?
Yeah, it's also the spell description, so leave me alone. A ball of fire is going to form in the center of the triangle that his fingers are making. And flame is just going to pour out to you. And that is sad when I roll three dice and two of them are ones.
Yes, sad. That's the word.
And take only four damage.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Jerry, you're up.
All right. I'm going to switch up my tactics a little bit. My chest is really cold. I'm going to run forward about 20 feet towards him. And then I'm going to like put my hand out and yell, stop, and cast Hold Person on him.
Ooh.
And he needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
He's going to fail that with a 7.
He is paralyzed.
This guy's not having a good day. Talmor, you're up.
Shoot. I'm a big dumb idiot right now. I don't know that he's paralyzed. So I'm going to run as far as I can, which if my math is right, that'd give me about 10 feet away.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to jump and like try to tackle him. Since I don't know he's paralyzed, I wanted to like just grab him and like, you know, so we could question him and whatnot. So I'm going to run and like jump tackle him.
Okay.
Was the plan.
Give me a strength check with advantage.
A 13.
So you run up to him, you kind of jump the last 10 feet, kind of pushing with all your strength to run smack dab into this guy. And it's almost like hitting a brick wall. But you both are going to go down.
Ouch.
It's like a magic trick from my perspective. I see fire and then I see Talmor.
And you said you wanted to question him was your main goal?
Well, I was just going to wrap him up and like, you know, make him not be able to move.
I mean, he's just been hit by a Goliath from 10 feet of a dive. I don't think he's going to move for a while.
He's also not going to move because he's paralyzed.
I'm just going to, basically just do like a big old wrap around him to where he can't move and just kind of hold him just in case.
And that is going to bring us out of combat.
Oh, one last thing. I'm going to reach down. I'm going to grab his hands. I'm going to squeeze him until they all I hear a bunch of breaking.
Oh, why?
Oh, shit.
It's dark.
I just see,
you're a completely different person when you rage, aren't you?
I just see, yeah, before I go out of rage, just so I can blame that on my rage, I'm going to squeeze his hands as hard as I can until they all break so he can't cast anymore, so he can't burn my friend Goshen no more.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Fuck.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even going to have you roll for that one. Yeah, that just, you just hear everyone, after Talmor kind of hits the guy, and that was an audible thud, after like maybe like 2 or 3 seconds, you're just going to hear a crinkling of like tiny branches snapping. No more noise from the guy. The guy's just completely passed out, A, from being petrified, B, from being hit with a giant Goliath. You guys are out of combat.
I'm going to approach Goshen and use Lay on Hands and heal him up. I'll just take him up to max. I don't know how hurt you were, though.
That'd be 7.
Okay, yeah. I will use 7 points from my pool.
Is it as erotic as Penny's healing is?
No, I'm just going to grab his shoulder and be like...
Oh, okay.
say a little something.
Whisper a little something in his ear.
Goshen, go ahead and touch up your HP then.
Sure. I sort of bow my head. Thank you. I have a question, John.
Yeah.
How much of my shirt did that fire burn off? Specifically in like the upper left arm region.
Yeah, I say actually... while it didn't really get you too much, he kind of got the outskirts of your body. Your shirt is kind of singed and burnt up a bit. I'd say, you know what? Let's do a roll and see what happens. Odds is hidden. Even it's not. It's not hidden.
Oh man.
So your brand is kind of revealed a bit. You have a little, singe and like ash on it from your burnt shirt. So it's a little bit, if someone would look at it, you could see it, but it's not obvious.
Gotcha.
If I looked at it, would I be able to see that it's a different symbol to mine? Can I like, would I look at it and be like, oh shit.
You'd be able to tell that's a different symbol, but that he has, yeah.
I'm going to cast mending on my own clothes. And try to like stitch them back together, and be like, kind of look around and see other people have like burnt up clothes and be like, I can fix anything if you guys want me to.
I appreciate the offer, but I'll be okay. And I tear what's left of my shirt into a thread to like tie around that super quickly.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead and give me a sleight of hand check.
Damn, I got the natural one.
Does everyone notice?
Everyone sees you wrapping this around your marking.
Being traveled as I am, would I know what that is? Since I've been around the continent, or?
Yeah, I mean, how many people could actually see this right now? Because there's like just three of us standing right next to him. So it's just like Tamor, me, and Goshen.
Yeah, I'd say just Goshen. Well, of course, Goshen. Tamor and Ordok could probably be the only ones close enough to see it. So go ahead and roll me a history check, Tamor. And same with you, Ordok.
Six.
Dirty one.
So this symbol is more known to the west side of this continent. It's not often seen this far east. So it probably wouldn't be something you'd be all too familiar with.
Okay.
It'd be more so something you might have read about, but maybe probably not have seen firsthand.
Okay.
So while you did notice that it exists, you don't quite know the implications of it.
Well, hey, man, I got tattoos too.
Yeah. I don't like this one very much.
No, why not?
It reminds me of things I would rather forget.
Like what?
I'll tell you another time. Let's focus on the man
okay.
You crushed.
Oh, sure.
I'm assuming this conversation, you're still laying on this dude.
Yeah. I kind of like lean down close to his ear. Hey, guy. Are you awake?
He just broke all his fingers.
No response.
I kind of like tap the back of his head with my head, just kind of like, hey, wake up.
It's awfully intimate.
You're one to talk.
After a few bonks on the head, he's going to rouse a little bit and he's just going to start like a low, just moan and grumble of,
I'm going to look him right in the eyes. Shh, now be quiet.
Are you spooning him?
Do these guys look like the clerics that were in the city?
Roll me perception check, Ordok, with advantage.
That is a 12.
Different outfits. These guys are kind of dressed in almost like a blood red kind of tight robe. Not really the cleric outfits. But you do notice the insignia kind of on the upper left breast where like a pocket would normally be. It's the same symbol that was on the back of the stole the head priest was wearing. And just so you know, that symbol is kind of like a series of flames, kind of almost in an infinity mark.
Can I walk up to the fire, where the fire our fire was, and pick up some of the scales? And then I'm going to walk up to the dead bodies in the trees and I'm going to put my foot on the back of the southernmost one and just rip out, like sort of twist and pull my arrows out because I want half my arrows back. And then I'm going to kind of approach the kind of huddle around this guy that Talmor's sitting on. And because I spoke to those guys in the tavern. So, you know, can I sort of say like, oh, hey, saw you chaps in the tavern. Or do I need to recognize them first?
You need to recognize them first. But real quick, when you go to get the scales from the snake, as you kind of grab them, they're still hot. You can't quite pick them up. So you're going to need to get them into a pouch, but the pouch itself might also catch a bit of flame.
Oh, I really want them then. All right, I'll come back to them. I might kick them into the river later. I'll come back to them. For now, I'll wrench some arrows out of some bodies and approach the guy that Talmor's sitting on.
How much of, like, Talmor's on top of him, right?
Yes.
I'm going to reach down and like just grab a handful of hair and like wrench his head up. And I'm going to try to intimidate him. Just say, where did you come from and what business do you have here?
I feel so sorry for this guy.
Give me intimidation with advantage because A, there's a large Goliath on him. B, his hands are crushed. And C, there's a large Goliath on him.
That is an 18.
Yeah, this guy, you can kind of see his eyes are tearing up. It's not quite what he signed up for.
Well, yeah, we came from West Spring.
My hands.
We were sent out to patrol the forest.
You're sent out to patrol and you attack the first group you encounter?
You went with us, so you must be against us. We have orders.
Orders from whom?
Orders from Twilight.
Who is this Twilight?
Fey creature. Fire. I can't feel my hands.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to. What did you do to Westerings?
We offered it as a burnt sacrifice.
Does it still stand?
Very little. Please, kill me. Just kill me.
How many more patrols are in this forest?
This one particularly, maybe three others. I don't know. We were sent out early this morning.
From Westspring?
Yes.
How many more are in Westspring?
Not counting with who we have in the forest, maybe a dozen, two dozen.
I'm going to let go of his head and just say, peace be with you. Talmor, we have no more use for him. And I'm just going to walk away.
Hang on. Did I hear him from where I am?
I say at this point in time, you all kind of would have gathered around Talmor spooning this man.
I want to ask him, you said burnt sacrifice. What do you mean?
The archpriest had to commit a sacrifice to our god to release him. We had to offer up innocence.
Did it work?
That's a good question.
It's not finished yet. It was part of the plan. Sacrifice the innocents on the forest god's altar. Then burn down the forest.
Did you kill the villagers?
Some of them remain. I don't know how many.
Did you kill an old man? Was there an old man?
I don't know. There were many old men.
Are there any left?
There might be. I wasn't part of that group. I'm patrol.
How many people do you think you've killed?
30, maybe 40.
40? Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to see red. I'm going to pull out one of the arrows and I'm just going to stab it through his neck. Cunt. So I stab him in the neck back, but I do it. I'm like, what did I just do?
I'll just look at you and say, it was justified.
I'm going to stumble away into the stream to wash my hands.
Okay, we'll come back to you in a moment.
Is he still bleeding out? Is he alive?
He's gasping for air. You kind of see around the crossbow bolt, blood is just kind of spattering a little bit as with each in-breath.
I'm going to lean down, like get really close and like look him straight in the eye. When you get there, tell your god I'm coming and snap his neck.
Holy shit.
All right, guys. Hey, let's get going, huh? We're going to draw a lot of animals. We should probably get up and go. It's not safe here anymore.
It's not safe near you.
Whoa.
So
that's a lot of rage.
I fucking love it. I love it.
Let's pack up the tent, clean up the campsite, leave it better than you found it, and let's get back on the trail.
If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Do or Dice is produced weekly for your enjoyment. Show notes, character sheets, and bios can be found at doordicepodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Do or Dice Podcast. The Do or Dice Podcast is associated with the Nerdsmith Network. Check out some of the other contributors at nerdsmith.org. Do or Dice is a very new podcast. Please give us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you shop your podcast. Thank you again for your support. Check us out next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.